This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You just heard our last guest say that you should buy a home as a place to live, not as a way to build wealth. But the reality is, home equity is often the biggest asset that middle and lower income households have. That asset took a big hit during the recession, leaving people wondering if home ownership is the right choice. Ray Bashara is a senior advisor at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, and he's written extensively about this. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna start big picture here and just throw this one at you. Who should buy a house? Should low and middle income families look at home ownership as a goal for themselves?
I think home ownership remains a really important part of the American dream, but it's clearly not for everybody. And I think low income people in particular need to think twice about home ownership. There's a lot of things they need to think about and be ready for before they buy a home.
Walk me through that thought process. What should they be thinking about?
You know, you have to be financially ready. Do you have sufficient savings? Are your debts at a manageable level? Are your assets somewhat diversified? You want to make sure you don't have all of your assets in housing.
Thinking about assets in a broad way, savings or planning for education, those may be things that are, frankly, beyond the means of folks who are trying to get through the everyday and feed their families. Where should homeownership rank in terms of a financial goal?
I think that especially if you're lower income, you do not want to start with homeownership as your first financial goal. My sense is that you want to make sure you have quality financial services. If you're going to a payday lender or a check casher, that's not a route to a healthy balance sheet. You want to make sure you have savings. You want to make sure your debts are at a manageable level. You want to make sure your credit score is good. And if possible, you know, save for your kids' college or for continuing your own education. My sense is that once you've done those things, you have other kinds of assets on your balance sheet. You have manageable levels of debt. Then I think it's appropriate to think about home ownership.
There's a big philosophical question here if we look from 30,000 feet. Is a home a way to build wealth or is it a place to live? You've looked at this a lot. Where do you come down?
If you look at how different classes of assets have performed since 1983, you'll find that financial assets and stocks have returned about 7%. Pensions about 4%, business assets about 2%. But if you go down to homes, residential real estate, it's only about 1.6%. So if your point is to make money, home ownership is not really the recommended route. But keep in mind, however, if you hold on to that asset over the longer term, the equity will build up and you can use that equity to finance higher education or to start a business or to get yourself through retirement.
There's also research that shows that people who own homes tend to have more stability, their kids go to college, they save better, they pass kind of that legacy of savings on to their children. So are we talking about a more, I guess, textured and nuanced question here than just making the mortgage payments?
Well, right. A recent study found that when housing values were rising, you know, those values contributed to higher rates of college attendance. But I would point out, too, that we have just as many studies showing that it doesn't just have to be home ownership that provides those kinds of benefits to families, including low-income families. Simple savings accounts, overall health of your balance sheet, like your net worth. We have found, for example, that net worth turns out to be one of the strongest predictors of economic mobility in America. We've also found that even very small amounts of savings can lead to college, higher rates of college attendance and completion, even for low-income families. So the point here is that we have to think about developing healthy balance sheets for families.
So renting could be perfectly fine if you're doing a lot of other things.
Absolutely. And I'm pleased to see that there is now greater attention to finding affordable rental properties for families and that public policy might be supporting that. I think that's a very healthy approach. Many families are not ready for home ownership, and I think we need to make sure they have affordable and quality places to live until they are.
Ray Bashara, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Ray Bishara is a senior advisor at the St. Louis Fed, where he also directs the Center for Household Financial Stability.